Do you think that women suffer a different kind of PTSD upon their return than men?
I don't think it's any different. I think we deal with it different, but I don't think it's actually any different.
And
I mean, actually, guys that deal with PTSD, and they still have the anger issues, but they turn to alcohol or abuse or, you know, it just depends on the person and how they actually, it physically manifests. I don't think it matters whether it's male or female.
We read a study that said that women are more vulnerable to chronic PTSD and numbing. Can you identify with that?
That is my avoidance. The numbing is definitely, I have that, want to be at home, don't want to be out, don't want to talk to anybody. I have that. It's not constant, but, it comes and goes, and when it comes, I deal with it, and my friends understand that when I want to be alone and quiet and hiding out in my apartment, then that's what happens. And then when I emerge, they're there, and they welcome me with open arms.
What advice would you give returning women veterans on how, unfortunately, you have to take on the burden of your own PTSD? What can they do for themselves to make their transition easier?
Especially in terms of relationships.
To start, let yourself feel. Be happy, be sad. I mean, when you try and control everything, it doesn't help. That is a lot of my problem, is I am a complete control freak, and I have to control everything. And I have to be in the know and always know exactly what's going on. So when I say let go, I mean be able to enjoy yourself doing something that you love.
Interesting. So your best trait as a soldier, being in complete control and hypervigilant, becomes something that undermines your recovery. Let me ask Sue about that.
Yes. And if you are in a relationship already, like married, I would have them definitely get their spouse into some kind of counseling right away so you don't have those problems later on.
What's interesting to me is in this same interesting article that Marcia was talking about, and they talk about the traits of women that make them more vulnerable to PTSD. Sounds to me like it's the same traits that make women more resilient about PTSD, which is that women are quicker, in theory, to asking for help and to putting a voice, talking about their feelings. And I'm thinking everybody who serves should have more of that so that they can heal when they come back from this incredible service they've performed.
Alicia, want to say anything about that?
In my opinion, what you just said was they're saying it's okay for our boys, men in our country, to be emotionally disturbed and, have these problems, but it's not okay for the women to.
I'm really glad you just said that, because my reaction to that article, which I couldn't believe, was that all it proved to me was that there should be the same percentage of women in the military as there were in our culture, which is 52%. And it could be just loaded with women, which would only make it a better, stronger, more interesting, in touch, verbal military service. Because this was an article implying that women should not be in military service because they were too sensitive.
Sue, what's your reaction to that?
I don't think so. You can ask Alicia the same thing. We had guys in our unit that were too scared to go out. All our gunners were females, guys that would freeze up on a gun. There's strong women and there's weak women, just as there's stronger guys and there are weak guys,
Absolutely, and far be it from me to restate that cliche that if men had to go through childbirth, we'd have much less of a population explosion. No, I agree with you entirely.
I get angry about that issue because I know for a fact there are a lot of strong women out there that can handle way more than a lot of those weaker guys that they have in the military right now.
And I've been told that a lot of the women in the Marines right now are doing some of the most important intelligence work because they're talking to the women over there, and they're the only people.
Right.